This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'd be down. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah Minnie Alice's morning show. Good vibes, you guys. Come on. It's Tuesday. We got Tuesday vibes. And nothing wrong with that. They're better than Monday vibes, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I feel great.
Yeah. Good vibes, variety. We've got it going on here at the Alice. And we've got Titanic at the California Symphony all this week. We have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films Titanic. So they play the movie. You're watching Titanic, but you're hearing the soundtrack live.
Oh.
Incredible. It's happening April 4th, Davies Symphony Hall. Watch the award-winning film with a live orchestra playing the soundtrack. We got code words coming your way at 8:05. You take the code word, you text it to our contest line. I'll give you all that info at 8:05. You'll be entered for your chance to win. It's very exciting. It's a good time. Okay, I am going to start with the Harry Potter movies. Just to kick us off here, because this is about someone who is in the Harry Potter movies. I recently reread all the Harry Potter books and then went back and watched all the Harry Potter movies. Just let's go to Hogwarts. Let's be in that world for a little bit. And one of the characters in there is Lavender Brown. And the only reason that I even remember anything about Lavender Brown or that character is because I literally did just watch the movie and read the books. So she's a young lady who goes to Hogwarts and she's in love with Ron. And I think, aren't they dating for a while he's trying to make Hermione jealous? And so Lavender Brown, she's just a character.
I don't remember her at all.
I know. Me, I wouldn't have either, but I did just read the books and watch the movie. So, but then I did watch the movie and I'm looking at this chick who played Lavender Brown. Her name is Jessie Cave. And she is simply not.
Oh, I do remember her.
Oh, let me see her. You got her in character? Yes.
The curly hair and the desperate. She's the one when Ron ends up in the bed. I forget how he got hurt.
Right. Something happened to him and.
And she's trying to be by his bedside, but Hermione's also.
And he keeps saying Hermione.
Yes.
Hermione.
Yes. Okay.
She's all pissed. All right. So listen, I did not remember what her character looked like. I think that might be a wig because that's her real hair. Her real hair is past her waist. It's down to her bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, it has been a minute.
It has. Sure. Mm-hmm. And she has now joined OnlyFans in order to, it's not going to be sexy.
Oh, it better be.
It's not. It actually sort of seems like it. So I should say this. She's a pasty English woman. She looks, I don't know, mid-20s, maybe a little older than that, 30.
Boy, her hair is luxurious. Look at her brush it.
It's like a dark golden blonde. Is that what do you think about that? Auburn, maybe? What color would you give it? Chestnut? Like
I
chestnut
think he got
locks?
It the first time.
I think golden blonde is or
dark golden blonde.
I'm not that into her.
Yeah. So the hair, though, is It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's long. It's super straight. It's just, she's wearing sort of a hippie t-shirt with like bad track pants. It's, I mean, I don't know what to make of this whole thing.
Is this what we're, is this her OnlyFans page?
No, this is her ad for her OnlyFans page.
Mm.
So she's going to do, she's going to be on, or is on OnlyFans. It's $6 a month. And she will only be doing hair stuff. I don't know how long that can go on for. She's talking about, like, you know how in ASMR.
She better turn off the comments because I think she's going to show us your tees.
Yeah. Yeah. Do this with your hair.
Yeah,
do that with your hair.
That's going to go well. But you know what? I've never been on OnlyFans. And why shouldn't she try to be another recurring payment that people forget about? It's genius.
Yeah.
I mean, how many things are you paying for? You have no idea.
And you just pay that bill when it comes in.
Well, your card pays it. You don't even notice it.
Yes, right. You just pay your bill. So she's basically sitting here brushing her hair over and over, and it's sort of reminding me of the ASMR stuff. They're like, there's a guy who's talking to her about this. You want to play of this audio? Here we go. This is Jesse Cave, who played Lavender Brown in the Potter flicks.
Like, I could hide behind it.
Yep. What are you hoping for from all this?
I'm just very sensual stuff with my hair.
Okay.
I think this could make the big bucks.
Any feet or bums and anything like that?
No.
I think you should get your bum out.
I'm starting OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the beginning of it. And we're back to the beginning.
Well, okay, so at least someone in her life has said, get ready, because the hair thing will last a minute, and then people will say, show us your teeth.
I think you should get your bum out.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's online culture in general. Please don't comment on my giant nose. I'm embarrassed. Hey, hunker is the first call. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you can expect.
Like, get your bum out.
Yeah, that is like really the culture is that. So,
yeah. Well, she's saying basically she's not going to. Maybe she sticks to that. Maybe she does say she'll answer direct messages, which means there'll be requests for more. I'm sure. We're talking about a woman by the name of Jesse Cave. You know, I'm thinking about how old all those kids are now. I mean, she looks really young. Like, to me, she looks like a 23-year-old, but she's probably close to 40 years old. Aren't all those kids in their 30s at least?
Let me see. What is her name? Jessica Cave?
Jesse Cave.
Okay. She's 37.
Oh, she looks at that. Wow. She looks so young. She could pass for a teenager. Very, very young looking and very, I don't know, sitting, just everything about this is very strange. So I think I put this up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. If not, we'll check and just throw up her Instagram on this as she's talking about it. It's weirdly hypnotic the way she's constantly brushing her hair, and she's talking about like, oh, I can't afford to buy a mic or I would record myself stroking my hair, like the sound of the brush going through the hair. I'm like, oh, that might be a good ASMR thing one time. Unless maybe every time you want to get into like a trance state, you'd go to her thing and check it out. So she posts this video up. It's on Instagram. At the end of the clip, he's all, you know, any feet or bums, anything like that. And she says no. And he says she should get her bum out. She says it's a fetish. She goes, it is a fetish, I think. I hope. Slutty Mormon. Like, I don't know if that's what she's going for here, but maybe Slutty Mormon's the thing. In the caption, she says, this is Lavender Brown from the Harry Potter films. I'm starting an OnlyFans for my hair. It's niche even for me. Join me on this strange new journey. I will not do explicit sexual content. Might be in my underwear. Will respond to DMs. And so you can message her with a request, and she's charging $6 a month. So
she's going to regret that answering DMs line.
Well, and saying I might be in my underwear. They'd be like, at least get in your underwear, lady. I'm paying you $6 a month.
There's no real safe way to share more explicit content privately, is there? Because as soon as a kid gets a picture of you naked, they can post it and then
right.
now you're nude. So I don't know what she'll hope to achieve, but it's okay. Let her try.
Yes, sure. Oh, no, absolutely. I just think it's interesting. I hope that's the direction OnlyFans goes in because I just don't
hairdo?
See how it can. No, just anything that isn't young people going, oh, I'll make money doing this and it'll keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Like, I just think it's such a slippery slope. Like, your daughter goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a OnlyFans account and I'm only going to show cleavage. Okay.
Well.
How long is that going to last?
You know what you find out? And I would never have expected this in 100 million years, but there's this lady in porn from the 70s that I saw when I was a little, you know how you find sure. your way yes. in to see a video. This is long before you could get it right on your own laptop in your own room. But there was this lady called Ginger Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was...
There was an Amber Lynn, too, right?
Wasn't yeah, I wasn't into that. Yeah. But Ginger Lynn was this lady that I was like,
great legs.
Oh, my God. That's the hottest lady. Do you know what she does today?
Oh, well, God, she's got to be in her 70s today.
Do you know?
No.
She does porn still to this day.
Ugh.
So... I believe she'd left it for a while and came back, but that is the life that someone is putting the, you do what you know.
Well, it becomes the only thing that you can do because there's naked pictures of you everywhere and no one was ever going to think of you as anything else. That would be my fear. I'm sure that that's not true. I'm sure there's plenty of people who do OnlyFans and exit unscathed and go on to be teachers or what. Like, you are really limiting your future choices.
I think some people do that on purpose.
Limit their own choices on purpose?
Uh-huh.
Why?
It's like the face tattoo.
You really are narrowing the field.
It's like saying, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to play ball.
I'm not going to go be a banker.
Mm-hmm. And that's, But Ginger Lynn was someone that I thought, and it never really occurred to me that she was a real person and that all that stuff was actually happening to her. And then that she would, you know, still have to get up the next day and go, well, got to make another movie. Bills got to get paid.
Do one of these every day. I'm Yikes. Ginger Lynn, at least. I'm sure Ginger Lynn made some money. Let's see what Ginger Lynn's net worth is.
But it was surprising if you do a search for her, you'll get today videos as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking at old pictures. Like, oh, I mean, as in she is now an older woman.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, really?
Well.
Net worth.
Don't be surprised.
Let's see here.
I live by myself. I mean.
It's right there.
Anybody want to take a guess? Her
it's
approximate,
1 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Approximate net worth, Vinny?
I'm going to say 10 million.
Oh, maybe a million.
About $500,000.
Oh!
Well, some of these say a million. Oh, this one says, I've never even seen Famous Vex. I don't know. They say 4 million, but. And they say she's only 62. She was much older than we are.
Speak for yourself.
I hear you. I hear you.
What do you just, you answer for me?
I hear what you're talking. I hear you.
Anyway, I my only point in bringing her up was not to bring everybody down. That's very sad. $500,000 after a career in porn. How's that happen to you?
I don't know. Right. You snorted it up your nose.
Right.
Maybe. Or you know, whatever. Bad choices. Like, you ended up in porn. You're not making awesome choices.
Okay. Good point. But, to still be doing it at 62.
It's because you need to. And there's going to be that niche audience that's like, A, Ginger Lynn. B, I love old people. Give me the wrinkled stuff.
Well, there's a lot of MILF stuff out there now.
Mm.
They're into it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I maybe someone who starts OnlyFans is truly starting a career that they'll do and farm until they're 70. Yay.
Right. If you're going to do that, though, like, let's get a savings, like a forced savings program going for you. You know, save that money. Put some money away for the future.
I'm not going to green light an OnlyFans thing at my house, but, it's okay for all of you.
Yep. Yeah.
Follow Sarah's
Charlie Sheen
guidelines
wakes up every morning and knows that his daughter is doing stuff on OnlyFans.
Oy.
And he really only has himself to
well
thank.
You know what's funny is after it all,
Yeah.
I still have semi-warm feelings for Charlie.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
You see all the chaos that guy created and all the trouble, and yet I still find him slightly humorous, and I'm sad for him that he's done so much damage that he may never
I do recover, feel like but. There's a pathetic sympathy thing that happens. Like when you see a celebrity go from so high to so low, and I get that that's like, seems like it's part of what happens in Hollywood. You know, the higher you are, the further you could fall, and the more people just love bringing you down. But it's like a revelation of somebody's humanity. I think we tend to forget that these people are just humans,
right,
with feelings.
Well, they get built up.
Right. Well, they're like the star of their own movie, as we all are. It's just our movies are like total, you know, never been released in theaters. This is a guy who's just everywhere. So every mistake he makes, every dumb thing he says, we all see. Like all the dumb stuff we say.
That tour he went on, I was like, this is such a bad idea. Why won't anyone tell him no? You know, speaking of though, yes. It took me about between 5 and 7 days to get through it, but I watched the first Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny Depp back when he was still handsome and not bloated.
And Katy Perry's husband is in that. Orlando Bloom. Is
yes.
That, yeah.
He was in it too.
Oh my God. I love that movie. That's the best of all of them.
It is.
First one. The second one's good. Third one lost me and I haven't watched anyone's after that.
There's six of them, I believe.
Yeah. There.
Oh, wow. Right.
Cause you know, when you say, you ask your thing to bring it up, it brings up like 5 or 6 movies.
Right. The first two are just great.
Oh, it was good.
Like, I think Jeffrey Rush is in the...
He's in the first one.
Oh, he is in the first one.
I haven't seen the second one, but he's in the first one.
Oh.
The Black Pearl.
Is Calypso in the Black Pearls? I thought that was the second one.
Did I miss the first one and watch the second one? What?
Well, I don't know if Orlando Bloom's in the second one. I don't know, Vin.
I'll tell you.
You know what?
I didn't mean to sidetrack us this much. I'm just saying, there's another guy with all the pooping in the bed and the
right. He was actually, the thing about Johnny Depp is if he just stuck with the woman that he had the kids with and all the long time were like, Amber Heard ruined him. Amber Heard stepped into his life and ruined him. And whether or not listen, I'm not saying he didn't have a role in that. He allowed himself to be ruined. He was caught on tape ruining himself. Like their relationship was so toxic that all good feelings fled. And then the accusations and the lawsuits and the trials all began. It just became like, that's an S show I got to look away from.
It looks like the first one is The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was 2003. Yeah.
So
that's the one with Jeffrey Rush.
Okay.
And it was good. It took me probably 5 days of, you know, 30 minutes at a,
yes,
you know, clip.
You didn't watch it with the kids?
No.
Oh.
No.
I can't remember if there's like sexy stuff in that. No. I don't think there's any nudity. I think it's a kid's movie. But
It says it's PG-13. There's the skeletons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I'm tired of finding myself having shown something to my kid where they're like, I can't sleep.
Right.
The eyes under the bed. I'm like, your bed's on the floor. There's nothing under your bed. Nothing can get under there. It's on the floor.
Yep.
But I still can't sleep. Ah, great.
Ghosts can go anywhere.
Damn. I know that is true. They can actually flatten out, really, like slide right under your bed and just be waiting for you.
You're not helpful.
Never have a foot hanging out of your bed.
Ooh.
Although I'm over that. In my old age, I'm just like, so nice and cool with my stuff hanging off the edge of the bed. All my stuff.
I love the time that you were saying about surfing. I would never let my feet dangle off my surfboard.
No way. Oh, my God.
You're in the ocean. You can't just... Why bother?
Right. I just said I could never surf. I can't have that. I just... Because if anything touched me, I would rocket into the sky and then fall not on my surfboard and be eaten immediately by a great white, obviously, with its mouth wide open.
Well, it would most likely be, first and foremost, a piece of kelp.
Didn't see?
Which is humiliating.
I can't
and
have
yet,
that.
You'll be okay. It's kelp.
Mm. Is it or is it a shark?
I just told you.
But it doesn't.
It's for sure kelp.
I can't see it. Can't see it. Mm. We're out of time. What's coming up in the news? I know.
Okay. What's coming up in the news? oranges on pizza?
Oh, I'll try it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Ooh.
All this week, Alice has your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just listen for the code words. 905-1205-305-405-505-605.
That's a lot of chances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For Disneyland, everyone. Mm. Text that code word that we give you to our contest line. 20357. That's the line. 20357. And enter for a chance to win. Plus, qualify for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, and a 2-night hotel stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel. Being on the grounds is the way. Right there.
Yeah, not having to worry about parking or shuttling
walk
in.
Walk over.
You want to be there.
Walk back. You can even go back to your room and take a nap and go back out into the evening hours.
Yep.
Oh,
it's so good.
Disneyland, you're going to love it. Okay, You'll see some sun today, but we do have a big rainstorm coming. It'll hit the North Bay first, and that'll be like Wednesday early, early morning.
Yeah.
But it's going to get us all for a few days.
Yay. Well, we need all the rain we can get.
We do.
Woo.
Before I get to my story, I just needed to ask you, did you watch your SNL?
I did, yes.
Did you enjoy... I'm just curious.
Did you watch it?
I just saw the clip of Lord Gaga, the husband of Lady Gaga, who...
It was the best thing on the show.
He goes on and on about how humiliating... While Colin, who's married to Scarlett Johansson, mm-hmm. Colin sits there with this look on his face while he goes, how humiliating to have your wife make more money than you. I mean, I'd die.
Oh.
And he goes on and on.
Oh.
If you haven't seen, I don't watch SNL regularly, and I almost never click on the clips, but I do like the news still that they do from time to time, and that was brilliant.
It was really, really funny and well done. I think that guy's name is Mikey Day, that actor, the comedian on SNL. Can you see if you can grab just that second? It's called Lord Gaga. Like, you know, there's Lady. How do you think she became Lady Gaga?
It's really fun. Really fun.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you bring that up because John and I were watching that yesterday and howling.
Oh, you watched it yesterday.
Yeah, okay. I watched it yesterday.
Yeah, it was very, very well done. And I just thought that, and Colin just gets that like sitting still with a smile on his face.
It's really funny. You got a little chunk of that? That we can listen to. Here we go.
Host and musical guest, as crank it up. Of course, Lady Gaga here to lend his support, making a rare public appearance, is Lady Gaga's husband, Lord Gaga.
Such a dope.
There he is, in like, you know, oldie English.
Right,
outfit,
it's not her husband.
Very Bridgerton.
Thank you, Colin. How splendid did my wife look during her song? Oh, I wish she dressed like that on the estate.
Wow. I would sit here and watch this whole really thing again. It's really, really funny.
I love the way he's like, and her little hobby. Mm. It's great.
And Colin's like, no, I think she actually makes pretty good money doing that. Oh, well, who would want that?
Mm. Right. It's
done. So really, really, really funny.
Okay, so this is the story that I teased you with. Oranges on pizza.
What? Yeah, okay, tell me all about this, because we literally just had pineapple on pizza, and people get mad about it.
Who did?
What do you mean?
You said we literally just had pineapple.
Had pineapple on pizza. We bought, John loves pineapple. I like it too. It's fine. I think it's great. But he's like, he gets sliced tomato and pineapple when we get a pizza, and we have that gig on Sunday. So we bought some pizza for the guys, because everybody came over, we ran through the songs, then we went over to the thing, we all ate pizza.
You're saying it's a pizza, mm-hmm. tomato sauce, mm-hmm. and cheese,
yes.
and then he has sliced tomatoes put on top.
Sliced fresh tomato
and I hate that.
Pineapple.
Oh.
I don't like it either.
Oh.
I feel like yuck.
Sounds
like
good to me.
Cooked up tomatoes.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm like, how about we swap those out for like little rounds of jalapeno? How about some jalapeno and pineapple?
How about
pineapple?
A round of jalapeno?
And then maybe I'll treat myself a round of pepperoni, too. Like, let's throw some stuff on this thing and not just have, like, watery tomato slices.
Treat yourself a round of sauce.
But everybody likes their pizza the way they like it. Tell me about this orange slice pizza.
Everyone mocked pineapple on pizza. Now plenty of people
it's so
like
good.
It. A pizza place.
Do you like it? Are you, because people...
I will eat it. I actually find that most pizzas, great.
Yeah.
Not great. I mean, pizza. But you know, good. It's I pizza. It's hard right. to get wrong. Do I want anchovies? Never.
Mm.
If I'm looking at all of the options, do I order pineapple and Canadian bacon?
Right.
I don't.
No.
But I'll eat it.
Yeah, if
and it's good.
On the table, sure.
If I can put those crushed peppers on it,
oh, you mean just a little pepper flake? Or
pepper flake. Yeah. If I can put that on it, then it's even better. Mm, like, it's the sweet and the hot. And
I like that. The whole thing.
A pizza place in Australia just divided the internet with its newest offering, and this is why they did it. You know that's why.
Yeah.
Oranges on pizza. They really are just replacing. They're doing a Hawaiian.
Oh.
They pull the pineapple off and put the orange in, and frankly, what's the freaking difference?
Yeah.
Like, is there a difference?
Yes. What? I mean, one tastes like oranges and one tastes like pineapple.
I know, but I mean, it's
so
just, it's
there is,
fruit,
you know,
ham.
A slight difference. Oh, they're still doing ham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ham and
Canadian
orange.
Canadian bacon with the orange instead of the pineapple.
I'm thinking I want like shrimp chunks on there, little shrimp. Let's do orange with little shrimp and, you know, pineapple with the Canadian. I don't like Canadian bacon either. It's really just, it's like slices around ham. Forget that. How about just some bacon?
Round of sausage.
Mm-mm. I don't want the round of sausage.
They've gotten the press they hoped for, including this reporter right here before you.
I can't believe they didn't put kiwis on it.
Most people online think it sounds disgusting, but again, that's what everyone said about pineapple on pizza, and that is now a staple in most places.
The first time I ever heard of pineapple on pizza was in 1991 when I worked in Orlando.
You remember where you first heard
Because I know, well, it's the only time I could have because Christy Banks, we used to call her Christy Bankrupt, she was like, order me pineapple pizza. I'm like, what are you talking about?
And why do you call her Christy Bankrupt?
She was not good at handling money.
Oh.
Yeah. She worked at the station.
And her name was Christy Bank.
Christy Banks. And so me and John always call her Christy Bankrupt.
Oh.
Poor thing. Felt bad for her.
Where is she today?
No idea.
I'd love to interview her. Can we get her on? Get her on.
She's a pauper's prison.
Yeah, you know. Work farm.
All right, go on. So Christy Banks.
That's it. So Christy Banks goes, you don't say no until you've tried it. So that was, we tried, it was a Domino's pizza that came, I know, with pineapple.
Domino's pizza.
And I picked it up and I had a bite of it. And I went, yep, you're right. This is delicious. The end.
Huh.
I would never really order that for myself. I might do like a half a pizza with it. But John is like, no, that's what I want. And every time I get it, because I'll always get him like a half pineapple. He goes, if you get me that, I'll get one piece of it. Because everyone will see the pineapple. They would never order it, but they'll see the pineapple and then they take my pineapple pizza. You know.
The struggle's real.
Yeah, apparently so.
I don't know how you guys get through life with such hardship.
I know, right? Well, we got to figure it out now.
Big decisions to be made.
This next story is still on the food line, but I thought it's about time. And honestly, man, like, what have you been waiting for? Companies are always looking for, we got all this stuff. How can we just repackage it and serve a whole new market?
Oh.
So pickles, people like them.
Oh, so good.
I don't really like them a lot, but if they're on the right thing and the right with mix of stuff, I'm okay with it.
Do you like a pickle spear, like a dill spear with a sandwich?
I'm not eating that. No, that's not really food to me.
As it goes with you?
To me, that's not food.
I actually try to ration the pickle so I get a little bite of pickle with each bite of the sandwich that I'm having.
Absolutely.
Maddie, just amen that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I love a pickle. I eat a pickle almost every day.
I probably not every day, but there are certain things I'm having pickle on.
You'll go home and be like, you know what I feel like?
Yeah, I'll munch on a pickle.
Yeah, it is a good munch.
You can buy anything you want, right?
I like pickles. Okay. I'm a pickle muncher. What can I say?
I'm a pickle muncher.
You know, do you ever walk
that
into...
That sounds stupid.
This is kind of old-timey. I used to be able to walk into like the country store down the street from my house, had like a big jar of full, not sliced, they were just cucumbers that had been pickled, like not sliced up, nothing, and people would tong them out of there and buy a pickle.
Yep.
And I always thought to myself, do enough people buy these that that's a thing you would have?
There's a pickle shop in New York City I used to...
A pickle shop?
Yeah.
The whole shop in New York City where the rents are high.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't know if it's still there, but
is it like multiple versions and flavors of pickles?
Big barrels of pickles,
You go in, pickle barrel,
try some different pickles out. No sweet pickles, please. Those are the worst.
Oh, you're crazy! Sweet baby gherkins, give them to me.
You are
delicious. Claussen's pickle juice is now available in bottles. There's no pickles.
Yeah, people are using this in everything now,
and all kinds of stuff. And that's why I'm saying, like, guys, you're just thinking of this. This should have been they use it in bars to mix into drinks.
Yep.
They use it, athletes use it to rehydrate.
No.
I used to use it for hangovers.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're not an athlete in that scenario, but I'm saying yes.
I was a pro drinker. Oh. I was a
John marinates chicken in it and then breads it and fries it for sandwiches.
And that's another one. That's
it is that je ne sais quoi that you're like, oh my God, this is the best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
It is like the secret recipe.
It is, yeah.
So,
so we would always save them.
Just the brine dill pickle jars are now going to be available for purchase. I don't know what you were waiting for, but it's about time. They're going to sell so much of this stuff.
They will. I just don't understand why anyone would not want the pickles too.
Here's the problem. And that's why I'm saying it's they're solving a problem that many people have, which is you've got the pickles. Mm-hmm. And you've got the brine.
You need the brine.
But you don't want to have your pickles sitting there in no brine.
In no brine. You are correct.
So you find yourself going, I'll just pour a little, but I would really take all of this.
Yes. So no, that's actually a very good point, Vinny.
They've done it.
Yeah. Now I can tell John we can throw out all those empty pickle jars that just have the juice left in them, and we can just buy that when we need
just
it.
Just the brine yeah. by Claussen.
Just the
if
brine.
If you're someone that drinks it. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it too.
Mm.
Smart.
I really want the pickles though.
Yeah, I'm craving one.
I always have at Michael's Sourdough, ding ding shame, they always throw in a pickle with each sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, you know, once in a while there will be no pickle or somebody scarfed one of the pickles. I'm like, I gotta have a pickle. Oh my God, I gotta have a pickle. Gotta have a pickle.
And then what do?
You eat the pickle, one tiny bite with each
No, I
bite.
Mean, what if you didn't get one? Do you go to a store and buy a pickle just to get
well,
through lunch?
If I'm at home, uh-huh. I would have pickles
oh, you have
in them. The house. Mm-hmm. But if, yes, but if we like picked it up to go to a picnic, I'd probably cry from the lack of pickles. Very sad.
What did you call yourself again?
Pickle muncher.
Pickle muncher. I love it.
Sounds so dirty.
I know.
You little pickle muncher, you.
I will never. I mean, I do have some understanding of how. No, I don't. How does Amazon fill all these orders worldwide all the time?
And it is really astounding.
In your little, you know, warehouses where you're like, oh, no.
How do they do it?
They ordered the one thing we don't stock in this. Like, they have to have everything or it's not worth having it. I don't know.
It's such a strange thing.
Right. Amazon seems to be having a problem, as this guy just posted photos online. He bought, it's a pretty hardcore metal band called Counterparts. He bought their record, or their CD, I should say.
Oh, a band named Counterparts.
Yes, they're like a metal hardcore band.
Okay.
Screaming and the whole
double
thing.
Bass. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the guy purchases Counterparts and Amazon sent him Clay Aiken's latest Christmas album.
Oh.
So
is it also called Counterparts?
No.
Oh.
There's no
correlation between the two. No easy mistake to have been made.
It's called Christmas Bells Are Ringing.
It's a classic.
Mm. Oh.
Meanwhile, this band, their album is called Heaven Let Them Die.
Oh.
The cover art is a lamb bathing in blood from an angel's neck that had been cut.
Oh.
So it's bleeding.
Counterparts
into
is very...
They're gnarly.
Wow.
And so if you're looking for Counterparts and you get... Christmas Bells Are Ringing.
Yeah, you're not happy, probably. Although people do have a wide variety of tastes in music. Like, you can really like Clay Aiken and Counterparts.
Oh, you could.
But this guy doesn't.
In this case, he said, you guys, I'm going to send this back. I need my Counterparts CD. And they sent it to him again.
The same
Clay Aiken...
What's going on with that?
So something's missed. You know, well, it's computers. Yeah. Everything's computerized.
Is it the SKU? Code
something,
yeah, the barcode, whatever it's called.
Mm.
They sent him Clay Aiken vinyl a third time, and
it sounds like
he's given up.
Mm.
There's something wrong.
Does he not realize that he probably already owns Counterparts at the music service that he subscribes to? I suppose not everyone has one of those. A music service that they subscribe
I understand.
To.
Yeah, but you want the cover art. You want to hold that. That's
he's trying
to
get a CD.
Yeah.
See how old this guy is?
It doesn't.
Oh, I was going to say, he's like old school, you know, like like one of us, where in the olden days you would sit and you'd pore over every note that was contained in the album packaging.
I mean, metal people like their metal
wildebeests
stuff.
And angels.
Scary and dragons.
Satanistic.
And one of my favorite stories is this guy, his name's Vivian Campbell. He's a guitar player in a metal band. Mm. And he was, his first big gig was in this band called Dio. That was his big come up. He was a teenager. And they've made this album. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there doing the photographs as a band for the album cover art. And he says, and Dio turns to me and says, "What are you smiling for?"
Oh.
And he goes,
He was like so happy to be here. I'm in Dio.
Yeah, don't mess with Dio though.
And he's like, "We don't smile."
Yeah, we're mean guys.
All that imagery is important.
We want to scare girls away, guys.
For the music. I just thought, oh, there's a young guy who's like, I'm so happy to be here. And he gets yelled at. Like, yeah. What are you smiling for? Oh, I don't know. It's photo.
Right.
Don't we smile for photo?
You see a camera, you can say cheese. Where did you grow up?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Good morning. Yes, pickle juice. I ordered a half gallon on Amazon.
Oh, my. Oh, right, wow. Right there. You get that person has a need.
Hopefully they don't get Clay Aiken instead.
I know. That'd be disappointing.
510 says,
Aiken juice.
Listening on the radio from Berkeley, I ordered an over-sink dish drying rack from Amazon and received a pair of bright pink spandex hot pants.
Oh,
that's a good trade.
You keep them?
Yeah, did you keep them? Because I could see you going, I wonder if these fit. Yeah. You may not want to wear them out, but, you know.
Something cozy to lounge around the house in. Somebody comes walking in, you're all like, hey, you like my hot pink boy shorts?
At some point over my weekend, and I think it's because I got on my Instagram to post my kid learning to rollerblade, but there was a picture of Maddie shirtless, his arm up. He's like, and I was all, whoa.
Really? You're doing shirtless stuff now?
What's up, Chippendales? Full thirst trap. Exactly right. Like I went,
God. Is it a post or was it a story?
It's gone now.
He's like, Sunday vibes. Hey. And I was all.
Sliding into my DMs.
Check me out over here.
You know.
But I could see those hot pants, you know.
Working for somebody.
Why not wear those?
I would wear them.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
There you are. In your place.
Wearing pink hot pants.
Posting thirst traps.
Did you get any response to it?
Maybe.
I bet he did.
That's a yes right there.
Well, I was like, whoa. Oh, I'm married. Shoot. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Dang.
I'm glad you remembered.
Marriage.
How about instead of marriage, polygamy? Polyamory.
Oh, is this your tease?
This is my tease.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Polyamory.
Does that mean I can get him when I, you know, when he thirst traps me?
Is that a thing you can do? And how many people could you have in that relationship altogether? It's going to be a bunch of you guys.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.